Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are live in the studio back with another video. All right, I want to make sure you guys can all hear me. Are we all here? Can you guys all hear me? Oh, child, it's been a long weekend, okay? Let me tell y'all something. Y'all know on Monday, I'm always a wreck because I've been gone for a minute, but I'm back. If you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. If you're new, welcome and hello. Listen, I was tired. I slept all day. Actually, I slept the last 2 days. I was exhausted, okay? I went to a comedy show, though. It was really good last night. We seen D. Ray Davis. He was super, super funny. So shout out to D. Ray Davis. But without further ado, let's get into the BS at hand today. I just want to make sure that you guys can hear me, okay? We good? All right. So let's talk about it. So, all right, so apparently, T.I. did an interview on The Breakfast Club that aired, I think, today or yesterday, whatever. It aired recently, okay? And so basically, he's still throwing shade at Iggy Azalea. And I'm not here for it, to be quite honest with you. I'm not here for T.I. In my mind, ever since he threw shade at Nicki Minaj, like he didn't know if he wanted to put her on the list of top rappers, period. I was side-eyeing T.I. because I just feel like T.I. Secretly has a vendetta. And I think T.I. is also a narcissist. And I think that T.I. People call me arrogant, but I think that he's the definition of an arrogant narcissist and self-centered. I mean, he thinks he's the king of the South, and he just wants a piece of the pie with the female rap come up and that female rap cash. So anyway, I personally feel like he's a little bit bitter with Iggy Azalea because she was supposed to be the next queen of rap because all the writing was laid out for her. She was white. People didn't like Nicki. People were getting tired of Nicki then. She had the number one records. It was working. T.I. felt like he found something. She was a white girl with the black booty, and she was quite controversial. She would rap like with a black undertone, but then you'd get her off once she get off the mic, she'd sound like an Australian woman. So, you know, people loved her, and it was selling for a while, and then people started to get over it because then they started to see that this was a whole fraud. However, T.I. was rolling with it. T.I. was with it. T.I. loved it. While T.I. thought he was winning, while T.I. thought he had him a cash cow, he didn't give a darn what anybody said about Iggy. He didn't give a dang what anybody thought. He was making sure that he let people know that she had right, that he did not write for her, that she is an artist. She is her own artist. He was literally co-signing her at every interview, taking her to Sway in the morning. She was doing freestyle. She was in the ciphers. He really thought he had him a white queen. And for whatever reason, she didn't stick. Well, she probably didn't stick because it was all a gimmick and she couldn't handle the pressure. And so she flopped. And so now he's flipping on her, because he had to take that L, and that was probably one of the biggest moments he was ever going to have with a female artist, and it hasn't happened again. I don't care how many Grammy Awards T.I. has, what shows he hosts, how good his podcast is. He wants to be part of that elitist circle of rappers that, you know, push things forward or have influence on the culture. He wants to be in those conversations of, yes, I created this star. Like that really would get him off if he could like say, yeah, I, you know, the biggest female rapper in the game is my artist. Like he would really like shoot loads off to that. You know what I'm saying? So Iggy Azalea just didn't give him that, which makes sense though. Cause I'm like, well, why would he not like Nicki Minaj? Well, it makes sense why he didn't like Nicki Minaj. He kept for a long time, he's been trying to find a bitch that could take her spot. So, but let's listen to what he said, and then we'll talk about it some more. All right, let me see if I can play this. Let me see if I can pull this. Let me see what this one is. No, that's not that. That's not. Oh, hold on. Because I got all my stuff here. Oh, and also we're going to talk about Summer Walker not taking baths. That's going to be some other tea. So listen to this. All right, let's get to this part. You can hear the frustration in this man's voice when he like, it could have been so much bigger. Like he knew he was willing to sell out. Listen to this. Her name was in the conversation. And listen, Charlamagne helped that. That's a part of the reason why Nicki Minaj and Charlamagne fell out is because Charlamagne was cooning behind Iggy Azalea at one point, too. But where was all that energy when you thought she was, you know, he talked about her he talked about her doing the freestyle on Sway in the morning where the caller called in and said that she was trash. But listen, he was up there gassing it for a minute. Sway was up there BSing it, too. Let me tell you something. These black men in the industry, a lot of them were Sway was up there. If you go watch the full interview, I can't play it off for copyright reasons. But if you go watch the interview, you can see where Sway was up there ready. He was actually, his little thing was going bling, bling for the white queen. Now, you could see T.I., whether he believed in her or not, he felt that he had something that was working. So he was behind it. He was supporting it. Whether she wrote the raps or she didn't write the raps, even if he knew in his mind it was some BS, he was up there supporting her and falling for, you know, and encouraging the BS. Now, it wasn't until one of the black caller called in and said she was trashed, then they kind of gagged. But let me let you listen to this freestyle that she did. When T.I. was up there with her, had her back and everything, he literally thought he had him the one, and he was willing to take her all the way to the bank. Let's see. Is this it? Let's see if we can bring that back. Let's see if we can bring that back one more time. But meanwhile, T.I. thought he had one. T.I. literally thought he had one. I mean, he'd actually done interviews where he was saying that he didn't write for her. Y'all remember this? Let's see. Let's bring this back. But so he insinuated, but in that Breakfast Club, let me go back to that Breakfast Club. See, but he insinu- he tried to shade it like, of course she had a writer. Hell, no. You insinuated that she wrote, that she had writers. But in this interview here, you when you were team Iggy Azalea, you know, she didn't have any writers. And this is around the time, you know, this is around the time that this was going on. When Nicki Minaj, when they were trying to take Nicki Minaj out and Nicki Minaj had to make that statement. Period. Let's bring that back for the one time. And everybody said that she was shading Iggy Azalea. Everybody said that she was shading Iggy Azalea. And so that's what I have to think about. Why is T.I. shading Nicki Minaj? Is the Nicki Minaj, I know it always comes back to her, but one thing I'll tell you about that hoe. She knows everything that's going on in the industry. She's very competitive. And she, anytime there's a female involved, trust me, before the female hits mainstream or hits the public, you better believe Nicki Minaj already knows what's up with her and how it's going down. And it just takes time, and it all ends up coming out and telling on themselves. And so whether you like her or you don't, she be knowing what's going on. A lot of people don't like to listen to her because they feel some type of way, but she knew this. But T.I. was co-signing it because it was like he was trying to find a girl to be in competition with Nicki. And he thought he had one. No, you know, it was like every 2 years, it was a new girl, it was a new girl, it was a new girl. Now, Cardi B, she stuck a little bit, but that's not about her. But my thing is this. Every couple of years, it would always be a new girl that they were trying to pit against Nicki Minaj. And so that's what I feel like why T.I. is a little bit bitter, because to me, I felt like he just felt like this is his moment. She's white. She's Australian. She has a nice little body. She's rapping. Like, we are going to make it. She's going to be the one. And it didn't happen. Now, one thing I would like to say is, Iggy Azalea responded, and she was like, when will this guy shut up? The only song you ever were a part of is Make was 100. Thank you for that, but you were not a part of the creative or executive process on that album, which is why I've always taken issue with you trying to approximate yourself with its success. Someone said, tweeted her and said, he said he wrote for you and you had ghostwriters. She said, he has never helped me write a song other than 100. Check the writing credits. I don't have ghostwriters, but I do write with multiple people on songs, especially big pop-leaning ones. Yes, I've never claimed otherwise. Look up the pub credits. It's public information. But seeing a man speak out of his a-hole and blurting out one thing public is another and private for years, really infuriating. Keep it pushing, sweetie, and worry about what your next storyline is for Family Hustle. Please move on and speak about artists you are hopefully actually helping and stop trying to bring me up for relevant. I don't bring your A up. No one is asking about you. Okay. Now, I want to actually, speaking of other artists, what happened to, what's her name? No, oops, sorry, y'all. No, that's the Summer Walker tea. Hold on. What happened? Oh, here we go. What? No. That's the other Summer Walker tea right there. What happened to her? Tokyo Jets. What happened to Tokyo Jets? I mean, did she just fall off the face of the earth? Let me tell you the tea about Tokyo Jets. So I liked Tokyo Jets in the beginning, but I could be reaching with this, and I don't have a lot of facts, and I don't have a lot of proof on this. However, it was a point in time where she would do raps in her car, right? And I will always feel like she was busting shots at Nicki Minaj or trying to get into a beef. Like the way she'd be talking like these rappers, you know, and then she would do the hair, like she was trying to do the Nicki Minaj color hair. She was doing all that, right? But nobody was really checking for it. It really wasn't going anywhere. The gas just wasn't really sticking, you know what I mean? And then, so I was like, is she throwing shade at Nicki Minaj? Like, I would ask, like, outside of, like, I wouldn't post it on social media because I really wasn't big on social media talking about, you know, music and stuff at that point. But it would just be a personal thing for me, like, I feel like she throwing shade at Nicki, like, because she would just be like, you know, these girls, they can't take me, they mad, they talk, like, she would just, but she would insinuate things almost like it was Nicki. And I'm like, Now, since then, Tokyo Jets has become a Nicki stan, but I think that she's realized that T.I. is not really going to help her, and her career is not going to go anywhere working with T.I. I think that they did a joint album, and she did an album, but nonetheless, she ended up getting pregnant, and we haven't heard from Tokyo Jets. She really never stuck. They've done a few interviews. They did this big old launch with her being the first lady of the Hustle, whatever his stupid name is. And he was toting her around like the first lady, and you know, and he tried to put a lot of energy into her from what I could see in the beginning, but she didn't necessarily take off. So then you don't see her anymore. Now he's hosting music competitions looking for the next new artist. And listen, people like T.I., I'll tell you, people like T.I., Diddy, DJ Khaled, those kind of people, you don't ever, to artists, if you ever see a show with those kind of men hosting the show looking for talent, don't go on the show, okay? They are doing it for themselves. They're doing it for the clout of in their own ego, because I can guarantee you once that show is over, so is your career with them, okay? You'll never see them again with you. They will never be around you anymore. You never, listen, T.I., Diddy, they're not in it for the artist. They're in it for themselves, okay? So that's what I'm saying. But my thing is, what happened to Tokyo Jets? Where's her career? Has anybody heard from her? Is anybody checking for her? I haven't heard anything from Tokyo Jets. I don't even check for Tokyo Jets. I tried to listen to her, but one of her albums a while back, but it just didn't resonate with me. She sounds like T.I. a little bit. However, she just didn't really take off. Then she wouldn't have had a baby. How do you have a baby with a piece of a career? So, yeah, T.I. needs to focus on the females that he's got versus worrying about Iggy Azalea. All right. So that's my thoughts on that. I personally feel as though T.I. was a little salty because he thought he had him a white queen cash cow. He thought he had him a porcelain princess, and she ended up being a flop. He thought he was going to be the king, and he was going to have the queen of hip hop. And how dare him think that she was going to be a porcelain princess, a white queen from Australia? You didn't even get a white woman from the U.S. You got a white Australian woman that you was going to make sound black with the black booty. Wow. And, you know, and T.I., and one thing about T.I. is what's so funny to me is that he's one of the most woke niggas you'll ever know. You know, he's so woke. But you, T.I., were literally going to try to pull the wool over our heads and sell us a white Australian gimmick. You really went for it, brother. You really went there. You didn't give a damn about the culture. You went and pulled this white woman from Australia and try to make her the queen of rap. How dare you? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Of course you embarrassed, nigga. How dare you? You really tried that. I don't understand why the culture has not canceled him for that. But you know why? Because a lot of these black men in the culture, they like those porcelain princesses anyway. That's what they prefer. All right. Now, let's move on to another topic. Let's talk about Summer Walker. So I guess If you guys don't know her, I love her album. It's the album that I'm playing right now. I love it. Right now they are calling her the queen of R&B, and I'm not mad about it. I'm letting it stick. I'm letting it ride. You know what I mean? She kind of gives me a Jhené Aiko mixed with a little bit of SZA, mixed with a little bit of a Bryson Tiller. You know, I'm loving her. I love it. I like her unapologetically. You know, I'm a hoe. You know what I mean? I'm nasty. I'm that girl. However, I told you guys, I hate the way that she carries herself. I don't like the way that she kind of necessarily dresses. She just looks a little dirty, or she always looks like she's had a long night and it's the morning after. She looks like she sleeps in all her makeup and just gets up and goes. But that's actually how she gets dressed. Like, that's dressed. Like, she styles it to look like that. So that's interesting to me. So one of my subscribers sent me, they sent me this tea on her that she said, my washing bowl, LOL, I get to wash my bowl. I hate showers. And I told you guys, remember I always said she always never looked clean. Let me tell you something. Y'all really going to stop playing with me. My intuition don't be lying. I'm like, girl, something about her don't feel clean. Well, there you have it. She says she hated taking showers, and there was her ball. And so I guess all the fans were like, well, bitch, you need to get in the bathtub. You need to take a bath. So they started blowing her up like, yes, sis, the album is good, but are you going to wash your Doja Cat? Are you going to watch your Poonan? Are you going to clean your kitty? Or are you just going to sprinkle a little water over it and call it good? So she had got frustrated by that. And so she says, stay out of my comments with that dummy-ish. I take showers. I don't like them because I like baths and a very nice jacuzzi or garden tub. If I don't have time or whatever, I'll take a whole bath in the sink. Something that every female has taken in their lives. Yes, I use soap. F, I hate people, man, who the F really walking around never washing themselves? LMAO, people really just be mad, miserable. No, girl, you said it like you don't take baths. And you said you like to only take baths in a very nice jacuzzi tub or garden tub. Let's be real here, okay? At one point, you were like a cleaning maid service lady. And I'm not saying that anybody that does maid services or, you know, things like that, can't live nice or can't have certain bathrooms, because I don't know what's in your house. You can have whatever you want to have. But I'm just saying, everybody is not walking around with a jacuzzi tub. Everybody doesn't have access to big garden tubs, girl, especially when you have a humble bank account. You know, see, I have a humble bank account. I don't got no big jacuzzi tub, and I don't have no big, huge garden tub. Now, I got a beautiful stand-in shower, thank God, because I don't really like to take baths. I'm more of a shower person anyway. But, you know, luckily for me, if I wanted to take a bath, I have enough bathrooms. We do have a bathtub with a shower, but however, it's not a jacuzzi. It's in the guest bathroom, but I mean, I can take a bath if I needed to. However, in my room, I have a shower. But what I'm saying is everybody just does not just start off with jacuzzi tubs and big garden tubs. So girl, don't act like, you've always had access to that, and that's the only time you really kind of bathe, because that's kind of what it sounds like. You only taking baths when it's jacuzzi tubs or garden tubs. When it's like, I know that you've been places where you've needed to take a bath, and it ain't been no jacuzzi or garden tub. So you telling me if your Doja Cat stink, your kitty is funky, and the bathtub ain't no garden tub or jacuzzi, you'd rather just go take a bath in a bowl? In like a bucket? But then you also said you hated showers. So I'm confused. Because my thing is this. I know any bathtub is bigger than an aluminum bucket. Right? I don't understand how you have such high expectations for the type of bath you take, but then on the same hand say you'd rather take a bath in a bucket. Make that make sense? She's going to have to really make that make sense. So you only like to take in a very nice jacuzzi or garden tub. And here you said, my wash bowl, LOL, I get to wash in my bowl. I hate showers. So you only like to take a bath in very nice jacuzzi or garden tubs. Okay, so that's bath. Now, what about the showers? You just hate showers in general. You just don't like showers. I've never heard a person that hated showers. I've heard people that say they don't like taking baths because they feel like they're just sitting in their own dirt. And that's what I personally don't like, taking baths. You know, baths to me are more of a sexy kind of thing. Or if, you know, I hurt myself, pulled the muscle, you know what I'm saying? I need to put some Epsom salt on, or I need to do a spiritual bath and I put like some special stuff in the water and cleanse my body and stuff like that. Okay. Or like a little bath bomb or something like that. Yeah. And I want to read a book or, you know, sip some wine in a bathtub. But for the most part, you know, I'm in and out. I'm in the shower. You know what I mean? That's my whole thing. But to say you hate showers is a whole nother deal. I'm just trying to make it make sense. Make it make sense to me, okay? So, girl, I still like Summer Walker, but I knew my thought was right about her. I'm like, damn, something about her seemed a little funky. Just a little funky. You know what I mean? God damn. I don't want no. See, now that will make me never want to look at a woman. That's funky. That's nasty. Okay? All right. Let's take some calls. How long have we been on here? I've been talking for how long? 30 minutes, period. Listen, everybody, shout out to Lulu in the back. If you guys would like to, you know, Lulu is also taking a free wig sponsors. This one is from the local beauty supply store around the block. However, if you would like to have your unit placed on Lulu, you can email us and send us your wig, and we will let Lulu rock your wig. She also rocks clothes as well. So if you guys are a clothing designer and you guys want some promotion, send it over to Lulu. And you can follow Lulu on her Instagram as well. And, you know, she's going to be rocking those units. Get her while she's free. Because, you know, once she start getting her bundles, honey, she's going to be charging the girls. All right. Let's take a couple of calls. All right. 617-3225. You're live on the air.
Hi, Iman.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. I just thought it was interesting that you talked about the Iggy Azalea and CI, because I just got through watching an interview with my brother, and I thought it was really interesting that he kind of changed on Iggy, because like you said, when Iggy came out, honey, she was here to take Nicki Minaj out. That was clear goal. She went. She was with Fancy. Then she went with Ariana Grande for a little bit. She was.
Then
like
she went with Jennifer Lopez.
Lopez. Thank you.
Lopez don't like Nicki Minaj.
They did the same thing that they did with Nicki. Like when Nicki came out, she was on everybody's feature. So when Iggy came out, she was on everybody's feature. So that's not my issue. But now it's like, now when she realized that black people didn't like her, no, the issue is black folks didn't like her, and so you, to save face, kicked her to the curb. Let's just be honest, okay? Don't be like, oh, she changed what white people like her, because I think Iggy kind of knew that black people weren't going to fuck with her because she was white. I think she kind of knew that. Black people always gave her, well, now I wouldn't say always, when she started not selling like she used to, they always gave her flack. Because she was supposed to, I remember Azalea Banks said this in an interview. She was supposed to, they do this all the time. They put a bitch to number one, and then they run to the Grammys. That's just how this works. Iggy didn't win, but she got 7 nominations, and everybody was here for her. She was the new queen of rap. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like now, you know, it is not, they're not making no money off her. So it's like, oh, fuck her, I don't need her no more. But it's like, y'all weren't saying that when she was on the top of the chart. So people are just very fickle. And like you said, black men, they do this all the time, but it's like they sell out to whiteness, and then when it doesn't work, then they come crawling back.
Yes.
And it's like, I'd rather T.I. just be like, yeah, I want her. She had number one. She had all the success. I don't like her no more. Just be honest. But of course you don't want to do that, because then you just look like a fucking sellout. And that's my thing. And I think it's interesting about the writers, because I just find it interesting that not all of a sudden she had help. I thought that was
right.
She had help, but like you said, she was insinuating that like she had writers. And I always found it interesting how they can never find somebody who is lyrically talented but commercially successful. It's either there's like the Little Kims, the Remy Ma's, who are very, very talented, but they can't sell a record to save their life. And then they have like the Iggy Azaleas and the Cardi B's who were, you know, successful, but they're not lyrically talented. It's very hard. It seems like it's impossible to find a female rapper who can sell and also be talented. And I think that's why maybe T.I. and a lot of people have a thing with Nicki, is because she is very, very successful, but her pen backs up that success. You know, if you could take her machine away, you could take all her awards, all her money, and she could still get in the booth and rap. And I think that they don't really necessarily like that. I think they like the fact that they could cash in on Cardi and Nicki and all these other girls and them not have really much to fall back on. Whereas Nicki is like, y'all may not like me, y'all may be doing shit with my music, but I can still out rap all you niggas. Like, let's not get that confused. So, you know, so I think that was very, very interesting. And quickly, I also think that it's interesting with Summer Walker. And I'm not going to lie, when I saw the post, I can relate. Like, I'm going to say, like, I don't like taking showers. I don't like taking showers.
Really?
I do it. I really don't. I really do. I really do not like taking showers. I do it, of course, because
you
don't
like water?
In our culture. No, I do. It's just like me. It's like I got to wait for the shit to get hot. I got to wait, get in. I got to wash myself. Then I got to wash my hair. It's just a process for me. I don't like doing it. I do it because, like you said, I'm not going to be nasty. I think in this, and right now in 2019,
I love
you have to be
taking
careful
showers.
What you say. She should have said, I take showers, but I don't like doing it, you know? But she didn't say that, so I could understand where people were like, bitch, what do you mean you don't like taking showers? What the fuck? Because she didn't follow up with, like, and of course, like, so you'll take a bath and you take a bath in a bowl, but you won't take a shower. Like, girl, you're gonna. In this culture, you got to be real like specific, because if you don't, then people are gonna take whatever you say and take it for like, you know, full face, instead of her being like, I don't like taking showers, but you know, I do it because I have to, you know. But yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, let's take another caller. Last 4, 8662. 510. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, am I on there?
Yes.
Oh. Sorry, I didn't think I would get on. Okay. Hi, Armand.
Hey.
On the T.I. and Iggy Azalea Pasha's. Can you hear me? Yeah, I feel like T.I. has been set ever since, really, I think it started when they replaced his verse on the Hello Good Morning remix. Nobody even remembers that he even did one, and they replaced it with Nicki's. Also, I think that blaming Iggy is whack, and he keeps talking about her. Like, he needs to leave her alone, because honestly, she's not no better than Cardi B, or no worse than Cardi B. Cardi don't really freestyle or write, and nobody cares. So, I mean, maybe it's because she's white, I don't know, but she's no better than Cardi B to me, and people are out here saying that Cardi is the new queen or something. So I'm not really understanding how that works.
You know, listen, and I agree. You know, and a lot of people are going to kill me, and I'm going to make a video on this, because I actually like Cardi B. I like Cardi B more now than I did a couple of months ago. because I think Cardi B, even though this is not about her, I'm going to do a separate video on why I like Cardi B. But Cardi mm-hmm. B understands the game. But that's a whole other topic. But anyway, continue.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I like Cardi B as long as she's not being compared to Nicki. Then I love Cardi B. But, yeah, like and also it gets under my skin. I know it's kind of unrelated, but it gets under my skin when people say, like, Nicki was the only one for 10 years. Like, that's a slap in the face to every female rapper that's been working the last decade, really. Mm-hmm. Like, it really is. And she's not responsible for putting people on. She's not responsible for anybody's career but her own, really. Like, when you're a trailblazer, I feel like Nicki has had to take the blows and, like, every negative critique about female rap. So now it's easy for all these female rappers. You know, they don't have to take the blows. It was already taken by Nicki, you know. So that's what – and whether you like her or not, and really nobody knows her to not like her, but at least give her her respect. The real issue is that the people should have been supporting female rap a long time ago. At the end of the day, whose fault is it that people only supported Nicki and for a short while Iggy? Like, we could have supported female rap a long time ago. We didn't have to wait till just now. You know, people spent 10 years building Nicki up just to tear her down new female rappers who wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for her reviving female rap. Like, I'm so confused about that. And a side note, I know this has nothing to do with it either, but if Kim is the queen or was the queen or whatever, how come nobody supported her? She sold like 5 albums. That's not a good look.
Okay, we'll talk about that on another video. We're going to talk about that probably later on this week. But thank you so much, Carla. We have to move on. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right, let's take a couple more. 816-5327, you're live on the air.
Hey, Amon.
Hey, what's going on?
Wow, first of all, next time you decide to take days off, you have to at least give us a heads up.
Really?
Well,
I feel like it's my normal time that I usually disappear. I usually disappear Friday through Saturday, through Sunday.
I swear, it felt like a week.
You know what? But that's cool. I mean, because you guys have just been seeing me so much. But, you know, child, October has been a hell of a month. You know, I'd have been canceled, revived, re-canceled again, revived, brought back. And, you know, I went through a lot this month, child. I needed a break. But go ahead.
Yeah. You needed a bath, but apparently some people don't like that either. So, anyways, I'm calling about the TI mess. First of all, T.I. is just full of crap. He is full of crap. And I think that he's intentionally picking on Iggy Azalea because he knows that people don't like her. So that's an easy target. First, he picked on Nicki. Now he's picking on Iggy. Like, she's just minding her business. We know that she don't got it like that. Like, she's not on that level. But she's just minding her business. And he keeps going on. And I think he's just doing it because he's trying to be this big media personality.
Yeah.
So he's trying to build that platform so his podcast can go up and he can be this big media guy because he's seen Joe Budden did it.
Yes. Everybody wants to be a YouTuber. Everybody wants to have a radio show now. Everybody wants to be a podcaster, especially these celebrities.
Yes. Because I noticed Charlamagne, too, has launched his YouTube channel as well. Because
they're
like getting into
the YouTube
market.
Yeah.
He's on his personal YouTube. And T.I. is trying to get into the market because he's seeing how successful Joe is. The drink champs are successful. He's trying to do it. But, like, this girl made him millions, whether she's talented or not. When he was eating the millions, he wasn't talking. Now he's flipping on her and just throwing her under the bus. Like, even if the relationship didn't work out, he can still be like, look, it didn't work out, and move on. But he's constantly picking on her. And at this point, he just looks bitter. Like, he looks bitter. It feels like, at this point, it makes me feel like maybe he wanted her and she didn't, and she turned him down. Or, like, what's that situation? Because even if she's not talented, he didn't need to throw her like that under the bus. Like, he keeps picking on her, and it's annoying. I don't care for Iggy Azalea, but she's also had a rough month because it feels like everybody's coming for her. And at this point, they just need to leave her alone, let her be in her little la-la land. No one's checking for her, but at the same time, they should just let her be. And T.I. needs to focus on his family hustle. He needs to focus on Tiny and being a good husband and just stay out of, just leave that poor girl alone.
Okay, let me ask you another question. How do you feel about women taking baths?
Listen, I do take baths.
Okay.
But I take it with Epsom salt or when I order from Lush, because Lush has like dope bath bombs. So I do take baths, but for shower, I mean, come on. Like, it's one of, like, I don't even understand why people say, I like to shower, I don't like to shower. Like, it's one of those things where it's part of life. Like, that should be, like, your routine every day. Showers, brushing your teeth. And this is the thing, because on church on Sunday, I could not figure out for the life of God who was thinking of the row. Someone was funky, and I didn't know who.
And did you pray about it and ask God to deliver you the funk, to deliver the funk from your row?
I was praying about it. I feel
you
it was the person in front of me.
Spirit of disease and funk off of the row. It was not of God.
It is not of God. And one thing people need to realize is, if you don't like to take a shower, fine, but stay indoors. When you come out and you expose us, that's the problem, especially when you're out in public in a closed place. We're in church, you know, we're in different places. The whole place starts to smell wonky. Like, for the life of me, I couldn't figure out what that was. And I was there with my baby. I'm like, Jesus, what is this? Like,
yeah.
I don't understand why people can't just do basic hygiene. Maybe she doesn't like it, that's fine. But the thing that people need to understand is, just because you do something or you think about it doesn't mean you need to say it. Like, we would have been fine without knowing this information. And to find out that she's actually cleaning people's houses,
thank you, caller. We got to wrap it up. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks.
Bye. Okay, let's take another caller. 215-6724. You're live on the air.
I'm on. Hello.
Hey,
I'm
what's
on.
Going on?
Good night, I'm on.
Good night.
Right, I'm on. I'm making it very brief. You see, T.I. is a grown man. He needs to stop out of woman business. Stop
right.
it.
Right. Absolutely.
Stop it. It's not song and proper. And
right.
everything Nikki name had to be passed in. Everything Nikki.
Yes.
Is he an Azalea? Take out Nikki
right.
out of that. You
right.
understand?
Yes.
The thing about it, he talking about his list. He talking about Nikki not on his list. She still ain't
right.
paying no mind. He feel like I ask again. He wants something
right.
to talk. Poor Azalea. I can't pronounce her name proper. Leave the woman
Absolutely.
Alone. You understand? Leave her alone. You understand? Leave the woman alone. She ain't telling you nothing.
Right.
He just miserable. Leave Nikki. Leave Azalea alone. Okay? What are you going to talking about? Some bath. What bath you talking about now? Who ain't taking bath?
Right. Right. All right. Thank you, caller. I love you.
Right.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
I love her. Thanks for calling in. Right. Okay. Period. Paul. Let's take another call. 478-0553. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
That lady is my new favorite caller. Oh my gosh, I could listen to her talk all day long. But
I like her
okay,
too.
Summer Walker. Let's start with her. Do you know
okay.
how many women are Summer Walkers? Like, I went to college in Atlanta. And in those dorms and people's hygiene and stuff, like, these women really do have a problem with bathing regularly. I mean, people see your habits. People see what you do. But like one of the previous callers said, she should have just kept that to herself. You choosing to bathe in a bowl over putting your ass in the shower? Like, that don't even make sense to me.
Uh-huh.
What's a shower? You get the hot water running on you. You get to, look, I just got out the shower. I feel so good. Like, what is wrong with you? I just don't understand. But I feel like that's underlying issues, too. Like, usually when people have bad hygiene problems, it's other stuff going on with them. And
okay.
she got to have something going on with her. She just does. I just heard about her show. I don't know if you heard about her recent show that she did at Lollapalooza or whatever.
No, I didn't
hear it.
They
said she stormed off the stage. They said that I think she's going through stuff. You see, she just broke up with London on the track and got
and
back
she
together
do that,
real
and then
quick,
she'll do
so.
It on live. Like, she'll, like, post an right. Instagram story going off on him. And then I also seen her laying, like, he posted a picture of her, like, kind of laying like a dude, like, with her hands in her pants, like, in her crotch.
Right.
I'm just like, she's so,
right.
like, that's not sexy at all.
Mm-mm. At all. It's not cute or nothing. Like, I don't know. But I do. I think it's something extra going on with her. I feel like this stardom kind of got to her, but I don't know what that has to do with her not liking to shower. Like, that's different. But I wanted some clarity on this Iggy, T.I., Nicki situation.
Okay.
Where is the comparison coming from when it comes from a, like, basically, like, T.I. put Iggy out to compete with Nicki? Because I didn't take it like that when Iggy came out. Like, I felt like T.I. was looking for a moment of, like, a female Eminem. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
there
I don't
is
think
a
that
market
he was looking
for a...
No. I think
yeah,
he
what,
was looking
for...
Yeah,
so what happened? Like, what's that about?
Well, for me, it really clicked. It clicked more so in this interview that he did with The Breakfast Club, and it made sense with the timeline when he was acting like he couldn't put Nicki on the list of the top 50 rappers. He threw shade at Nicki then.
Okay.
And then coming
right.
to find out that the record that Nicki was on, that he was on, they replaced it. They replaced Nicki Minaj, him with Nicki Minaj. What's the record? Hello, Good Morning, or whatever that record was. I can't think of the name of the record right now. So he was replaced by her. And then
okay.
you have this Iggy Azalea person come out. And then literally in the interview, he's like talking about how big she could have been, how she just dropped the ball because she start revealing herself too much.
Right.
Through tweets and through freestyles. Basically, like, she didn't shut up, but, like, she had all the makings of being the next. And the way that he was toting her around, the way that he had her up at Sway in the Morning, he had her doing the BET ciphers, he had her doing the hip-hop ciphers, he had her, like, he was co-signing her, like, this is the leading lady of hip-hop. Like, she had number one records. Like, she was nominated for Grammy Awards. Like, that was his cash cow. And during this moment, during this time, it was like, all right, well, she's going to be hotter than Nicki Minaj. Remember, that's when they were saying that Nicki Minaj was throwing shade at her. So that's when Nicki Minaj was at the BET Awards, and she won the award. And she was like, just know when Nicki Minaj, you know,
mm-hmm.
is on a song, she writes her own records. Like, so it was shade behind the scenes. And then fast
and see,
forward
and that's,
to
but
today.
But that's the part that gets me. Go ahead,
uh-huh.
go ahead.
Okay.
No,
so
fast forward to today
where you have T.I. talking about you don't see how you could put Nicki Minaj on the top 50 rappers. Like, where's the shade?
Yeah.
Like, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you mm-hmm. was willing to stand behind this white girl that you know didn't rap, that you know is not harder than Nicki, that you know what I'm saying? Like, you willing to endorse all of these other female rappers. But yeah, you don't see it for me, and I'm the hottest female rapper ever. Like,
and see,
come
that's
on,
why I thought
right.
that it was kind of a, I thought it was kind of a reverse thing though. Cause see, where, but I guess it is because it's more stuff that goes on behind the scenes. I remember when Nicki busted that out when she threw all that shade at her talking about, you know, at the awards, the whole I write my raps or whatever, and that was direct shade towards Iggy. But when I was listening to Hunt Your Dreams. Because, you know, Quavo put it all out there in that song.
Yes.
But when he was telling, saying the whole little, you know, shake it like Iggy and stuff, to me,
yes.
that was shade towards Nicki. Basically, Nicki, it seemed like Nicki had always been checking for Iggy. Kind of like whenever any new rapper came on the scene, when Iggy came out, when Cardi came out, when these people start popping, the comparisons always go to a Nicki Minaj. But it always seemed to me that Nicki would defend herself against these people. instead of like embracing like, oh, okay, well, they can be up here too, but they're not going to be as good as me. You know, she always had that cocky attitude, and she's the queen, so there's nobody who's going to just be able to take that from her. But that's what threw me off about Iggy. I would never compare a Iggy Azalea to a Nicki Minaj. Like,
you know,
never.
What, you know,
they don't,
you know,
make
what,
the same kind of music. It's not.
No, but you know what I think it is, though? It's like when you have the men like Charlamagne saying that Iggy should have won the Grammy or won the award over Nicki Minaj's Anaconda,
right,
when Anaconda was number two. Like, you have people of the culture, you know, championing this white woman or this new female rapper when, you know, they don't push the same for Nicki Minaj to actually get these accolades. Just kind of like with Cardi B. I hate to take it back there, but they literally had streaming parties to make sure that Bodak Yellow went number one. Like, most of
right.
these voices of the culture and these influencers of the culture, these men, they don't get behind Nicki Minaj and push her so that she can be celebrated and awarded accordingly. However, when there's a new female that's out, it's like all these men are like behind her. So if I'm Nicki Minaj,
yeah.
I'm going to be like, fuck these hoes too, because it's like, all right, are y'all really pushing her up because she got talent, or are you trying to make this bitch beef with me?
You just want to, right, you just want to win. You want to win.
Yeah,
you want somebody to
win.
Take her out. Because I do. I completely feel like that when it comes to Cardi. Like, I like Cardi's music too. But at the same time, I do feel like Cardi was made to take out Nicki. That was the whole end game, was for somebody to be in comparison with Nicki. But
well,
I just didn't, I don't know. I just didn't get those vibes from Iggy.
But
I didn't.
But think about
I felt like it was a whole different type of flip.
But think how much money Iggy could have made. Like, just think about it. You got a white woman from Australia with a black
mm-hmm.
body and
yeah.
rapping like a black girl. So now you don't even have to have the black girl be mainstream, because now you got a white girl that the black men going to love. The white people are going to love it because she's white, and you can, and she's has the commercial look. And guess what? She can sell millions and millions and millions of records, and it doesn't have to be a black person. A white person now can be the face of hip hop. It's just the same thing like they do with Bruno Mars. Bruno, like I say this all
right.
the time, Bruno Mars can make R&B records all day long. If Chris Brown makes the same record, I can guarantee you Chris Brown's not even going to get nominated for the Grammy.
Right, exactly.
But Bruno
and
Mars
I agree
is
with
going
that.
To win everything.
Mm-hmm. He will.
This is what
he
they
will.
Do.
And it is. It is, and it is what they do. That's why, I mean, I guess I just, the separation of it all, the fact that Iggy is not a Nicki, but I did, I felt like it was just a T.I. feel salty because he wanted Iggy to be this big artist. I didn't necessarily think that it had anything to do with Nicki. I can see that, though. I can definitely see that, though. But I feel like he wanted to just have his moment, like the same way they're trying to mold Bad Baby into something. You
yeah.
see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There is a
yeah.
market for a white woman rapper to come into the game. There's a market for that, because you know that's going to have an automatic fan base.
Yes.
Especially if you got
yes.
a body like Iggy, if you got, you know
yes.
what I mean? Like, she was able to be molded into what she was. We know she has no talent, but at the same time, it was passable. Everybody
yes.
was rocking to the little fancy song when it came out. It popped really fast. Like, everything about her was like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Like, she was a moment. But
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the reason why T.I. is so salty about it. He knew he could have made her into a superstar, but she,
yeah.
you know, went a different route with it. So I
and
thought
the
that's
thing
where the
also,
came from.
Why, when they come out, they don't pay any homage to Nicki Minaj?
And that's true. That's why I think that there should be homage paid. But at the same time, I feel like there should be an olive branch extended too. I know that Nicki is
okay.
not responsible for nobody else's career. She's not. She shouldn't have to do this or do that. But it looks some type of way when in any time a new person comes on the scene, there's automatically a problem or some shade or something. That's what looks some type of way with me and the whole Iggy situation. I didn't hear, of course, we don't hear the whispers of what's going on behind the scene. But at the same time, all we see is Nicki getting on stage talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's
yeah.
on shade. So automatically it's like, oh, okay, so what, this girl didn't do nothing to you. That's what made her start looking like the big bad wolf. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
It looked as if she's openly saying what she feels, which you can only respect, but at the same
yeah.
time, it looks some type of way to your audience who doesn't know what's going on in the background.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
It's like,
and
she's
that's one thing
that
I will
trap.
Say. That's one thing I will say about Nicki Minaj, if I have one qualm about her, and I'm going to actually probably do a video on this. One thing I would like Nicki to do is take a little bit more responsibility for things that she may have done wrong in her career or just to people. You know, because it does typically seems like sometimes, you know, everybody else has done something. You know,
I'm telling you, that's what I can't deal with that attitude. Mm-hmm.
So we're not perfect. So I know that, you know, she has done some things, but in this situation, I still feel as though he was trying to pull that porcelain princess to the forefront for his own moment. And because he thought that was going to be the ultimate, like, you know, it was probably mainly for his own egotistical moment to be like, yeah, I got the baddest female in the game. And then she's a white girl. So what he thought was, this white girl is going to stick.
Right. I agree.
Yes. But Carla, you sound very, very familiar. I feel like, girl, we've had a conversation before.
Yes, talked a couple of times, boo. I called you. I talked to you when you had Official King Payne on your show. I send you all those videos. I'll be on your Instagram making sure that you're good when people be crazy.
Okay.
But yes, I'm the one who will follow you all over the internet.
Okay. I love you. Thanks for calling.
Love you too. Bye, Mom.
Bye. All right, so that would be my only thing with Nikki. So we'll get into that on another video. Listen, guys, so, wow, we got 1,000 people on here, huh? Come on. Y'all know how we give it up. Oh, 1,100, let's talk about it. You know, this is the, listen, never mind what you say. This is the greatest show. You cannot cancel. 323-6772, you're live on the air.
Oh, shit. Hey, Armand.
Hey.
I love the show. I just had a little comment about Iggy. I think people need to leave her alone. I think she's had it pretty rough in her career, and I think she's kind of like trying to do her own thing, even though we know that she, you know, have no talent or whatever.
Okay.
And I think I had no idea that this is all news to me, the whole Nikki and Iggy thing. So, you know, like the last way you said, I didn't know, like, there was, like, all these whispers and shit like that going on with that. And, you know, Iggy had a chance. I think she could have gone far if she was just that fun rapper who just made fun records. Because that's how I looked at her. So it's kind of surprising. But looking back, it kind of makes sense. I didn't like her. I liked the fancy song or whatever. But looking back, it makes sense why, you know, how she went downhill.
Okay. Thank you, Carla. Yeah. We got to take another call. Thank you so much for calling in. 412-2597. You're live on the air. I'm so sorry. I didn't see that. Hello?
What's going on, Armand?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. Now, I want to get into some things.
Let's do it.
Okay, now, Summer Walker, I kind of peeped her from afar. You know, it was just like how she was so quick to go on Instagram and, like, expose people and how she, like, exposed. What's the DJ's name that she was messing with?
Oh, I don't know the DJ she was messing with.
Well,
I mean,
not DJ, but producer or whatever.
London on the Track.
And I noticed how she, like, was so quick to expose him and, like, try to talk down on him. But as soon as somebody come out about some shit that she said about herself, about taking showers, come on, girl, you don't take showers. Like, it was just like, after hearing that, I'm just like, okay, she is kind of nasty. And I didn't really, I didn't even know this girl was blowing up like that until I heard how many albums she sold and stuff. So I was like, you know what, let me check this girl out. But I just don't really care for this artist. You know what I mean? Something about her just screams nasty. You know, it's just, I don't know what it
is.
I'll tell you this.
I like her musically. I wish I did not know what she looked like. I wish I would have never Googled her. I wish I would have never, because her music and her sound is so polarizing. Her voice is so beautiful. Like, so beautiful. She's so talented. She's so, like, she's so sexy in, like, in her song. But it's like,
okay,
when you see her,
you know what? I'm not going to say that the girl don't make good music. I like a couple of her songs, but I just never like went over the roof about it. You know, I just didn't really care. I don't know what it is. It's just, you know, I just seen this girl blow up out of nowhere, and I just feel like she's just another industry plant, you know. And she do these antics, and she say these things that'll give her attention. Like, girl, what makes you think that people are not going to say something about you not taking showers? You know, like, come on. It's like she got these antics with her, whatever you said, how you said. But let's get into T.I.
Okay.
Now, T.I., I feel like that he's trying to say that Iggy got faked. I must say, maybe she did get fake somewhere, but I feel like T.I. got a little fake, and I feel like he got a little too competitive, trying to have her be too competitive with Nicki Minaj, and I don't think she really wanted to go that route. You know what I mean? And I think that's where she probably was just like, I see where you're going with this, you know, and I don't think Iggy really wanted to do that, you know, but what the heck was I going to really say about T.I.? But I feel like T.I. always been jealous of Nicki, because remember that caller that just called and said she jumped on that P. Diddy song? And,
yeah.
They took his part out. I think he's been jealous ever since. And think about it. Look how many songs Nicki Minaj was featured on. And I bet you he was on a few of them, and they took his part out. You know what I mean?
I don't even know. Have they ever done a record together?
Her, T.I., no.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they've never even done a record. So she's probably turned him down. He's probably wanted
to
do records.
Yeah, because, I mean, think about it. Like, I mean, I think it's because of that Iggy situation. You know how he was so quick to bring out this girl and try to bring her. Like, I felt like he really brought her out to try to bring Nicki Minaj down. But I don't think Iggy came out here to do that. You know, so that's where I feel like they bumped heads. And, you know how I feel like T.I. is one of those types, if you don't do it my way, it's the highway. You know, that's the kind of vibe I get from T.I. You know, and I feel like he'll be so quick to trade on somebody and to put them down just because it didn't go his way. You know, and this girl made him millions. You know what I mean? Like, come on now. Like, now you're going to bring her down because she's not – up, like, she's not signed to you no more and things like that. But
yeah.
I feel like Iggy is still going pretty hard for her to not be signed. You know, for her to not be signed, she's doing pretty well for herself. She's paying the bills.
She's paying
the
bills.
You know what I mean?
That's
so
all that matters.
I just feel like, why you got to knock her down, T.I.? It's just like, T.I.'s full of crap. He's too quick to knock somebody else down, especially a woman. And he gets jealous of them, and I'm starting to think that he is a woman because he's too quick to be in their business.
I just think, you know what I think about T.I.? I think T.I. is, I hate the word clout chaser, but I feel like T.I. is a clout chaser. I think he wants to be considered one of the elitists of hip-hop, and so whatever he feels makes him one of the pioneers of hip-hop or one of the founding fathers or one of the kings of hip-hop. He wants to have his hand in. He wants to feel like he is one of the gatekeepers to being able to get into the hip-hop industry. Like, he really feels
okay,
that way.
And we understand that. But the part where that got me messed up is, you know, I'm not trying to jump into something else, but you were the one that was up here on this informant, on this video talking about cast the criminals and all this stuff, and didn't he get raided or something? What did he have, all them guns and all? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember, but
how
did
you spend only a year when you have all this stuff going on? I think he screwed himself over, and I think that's why people wasn't taking his features on the songs, because they felt like he was an informant. They felt like he was full of crap, and he was too quick to turn. You know,
right? All right, Jerry. Thanks, love. We have to wrap it.
Thank you, my love.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Listen, guys, well, this was a nice – it feels like the hour just goes by so fast when we're having a kiki. Listen, I'm really, really working on a schedule because I think a schedule will help us all. So I'm trying to figure out the best time. I'm playing with 11 a.m. Monday through Friday, or maybe Monday through Thursday, or 2 p.m. This is all Pacific time. So I'm working on a schedule to see – She talking about me. We talking about just noticed that OG was the call. Please don't do that. Just, you got these people crying. We are working on a schedule, okay? Because I do want to have a schedule, but child, it'd be a lot going on. So we will be working on a set schedule soon, okay? And listen, if you would like to advertise here, email us at thearmondwiggenshow@gmail.com. If you would like to advertise with me or Lulu, you can email us, and you can follow Lulu on Instagram at Lulu_thebaddest, okay? And she's there, okay? She is my informal co-host, okay? And she wears wigs, glasses, hair, nails, everything. Just you can email me and we will put it on Lulu in the back and we will let the viewers know what Lulu is wearing. And right now, the sponsors are free for Lulu to wear. All right? All right. Okay, listen, if you guys haven't done so, please make sure you guys like this video. Make sure you guys share this. And most importantly, subscribe to the channel, okay? You know, we rising back up. We rising back up. I see y'all. We rose back up. We lost a few and we got them. We rising back up. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for coming back. Shout out to everybody for sticking it through this month. Been kind of crazy, ain't it? Listen, if you haven't got through on the lines, be sure to make sure you save the number and hit that notification bell so that you know when we are live immediately so you can be one of the first ones in the queue. And also, you can always super chat your last four to the front of the line and become a member where we have our monthly members-only conversations where only the members are allowed. And typically, sometimes during the chat, we will make it a members-only chat. So if you don't have a little asterisk by your name, you probably won't be able to chat from time to time. All right, guys. I love you all. Thanks for rocking with me this late at night. We chilling. I will see you. Have a great week. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Or for some of you guys, later on. All right. And make sure you guys follow me on Instagram and Twitter.